好，弟兄姐妹们平安，感谢神的恩典怜悯，又聚集我们今天同心合意来敬拜他。
Peace, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord for giving us opportunity to worship together.
我们先来一起祷告，求神的引导祝福。
Let's pray, ask God's blessing and guidance.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we come before your throne and praise you.
主，当我们众弟兄姐妹来到你面前来听你的话语的时候，求主你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
We ask your Holy Spirit to work among us when we come together to hear your words.
因为主，你的话语真的是里面有丰盛的恩典。
Because your word full of grace.
主，你说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And you said the beginning of the wisdom is fear the Lord.
主，你也说敬畏耶和华也是知识的开端。
And you said to fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
主，你让我们能够来到你面前，怀着一颗敬畏的心。
Lord, enable us to have a heart of fear.
主啊，知道只有你圣灵引导我们，帮助我们，我们才能够真正的明白你的话语。
Enable us to know that only your Holy Spirit can enable us to understand your words.
天父，我们就求主你圣灵亲自的赐下与你做儿女的同在。
Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit be with us.
让我们能够不但听你的话语，也能领受你的话语，更能够把你的话语行在我们的日常生活中。
Enable us not only to hear your word and to understand, but to practice in life.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
Our prayer is in the name of Lord Jesus.
阿们。
Amen.
我们上周分享了罗马书十二章的第一节到第八节。
Last week we already went over Romans 12:1-8.
那么主要讲到呢，重生得救的基督徒生命是全然属于神。
Mainly we talk about the born again Christians, their life is totally belongs to the Lord.
我们就当把自己当作活祭来献给神，让神来掌管我们的生命。
We must offer our body as a living sacrifice so that the Holy Spirit can totally control us.
只有我们能够成就神的旨意。
So that we can accomplish God's will.
那么既然重生就有了神所赐给我们的一个新的生命，也必然会有某些从神而来的恩赐。
Now because...The born again is from the Holy Spirit, so everyone born again will have spiritual gifts.
所以我们就要积极地使用我们的恩赐，在服事中彼此搭配，彼此相爱。
So we must actively use the gift, so we can learn to love each other, to serve each other.
和其他的神的儿女一同来建立这个神的这样大家庭，让我们各自的属灵的生命不断地来更新，来改变。
In God's family, work with other brothers and sisters so that our life can be changed.
今天呢，我们来看罗马书十二章余下的部分，九到十二十一节。
Today we are going to look for the remainder of the of this chapter 9-21.
那么使徒保罗呢，继续来劝勉我们在日常的生活中，基督徒当怎么样来行事为人。
And here Paul continued exhorting us.How a Christian should live in the daily life.
靠着神的恩典，在不同的处境中活出一个新生命的样式。
By God's grace, we can live out the new life.
那么我们分成两个方面来一起分享。
We will separate two parts.
那么第一呢，就基督徒当怎么样来对待主内的肢体。
The first is how Christians should treat it to each other as believers.
那么基督第二方面呢，基督徒将怎么样对待众人，就是既包括信的人，也包括不信的人。
Second, how to treat all the peoples.
那么我们先来看今天的第一方面，就是基督徒如何来对待我们主内的肢体弟兄姐妹。
Okay, the first one we'll see that how to treat the members of Christ.
那么在九到十三节，我们先来看第九节。
Yeah, verse 13, let's start with verse 9.
他说：“爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。”
Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good.
那么神赐给每位主内的肢体不同的恩赐。
Lord gave to each person different gift.
那么这些恩赐呢，不是要人自高自大，而是要我们彼此搭配。
God gave us a gift not to let us puff up, but to work together.
但这些恩赐搭配的时候呢，怎么来使用呢？
But how do we work together to, in using those gifts?
那么圣经透过使徒保罗才告诉我们，那么首先呢，我们要遵循这个爱的原则。
Now, through Paul, God told us the first thing is love.
我们也都知道呢，主耶稣告诉我们最大的诫命就是你要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，也要爱人如己。
We already know the Lord Jesus taught us that the,We must love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves.
那么一个人爱神可以体现在很多的方面。
Now, to love God can manifest in many aspects.
但是呢，最明显的就是透过爱人的方式来体现出来。
But the obvious way is to love people, but manifest God's love.
而且呢，爱呢必须是出于纯洁真诚的心。
And love must come out of a genuine, sincere heart.
那么保罗这里讲，爱人不可虚假。
Here Paul said, let love be genuine.
为什么保罗这么的强调说不可虚假呢？
Why here Paul stressed the genuine?
因为神知道我们众人的心。
Because God knows our hearts.
因为多数人我们是缺乏爱心的。
Because we are lacking of the love.
但是我们却又总以为我们自己爱心很大。
But we always thought we do have love.
而且我们是喜欢谈论爱。
And
we
love to talk about.
但是我们却是缺乏真实的爱。
But we love to talk about love, but actually lack the real love.
因为真实的爱呢，需要付上时间、精力和金钱的代价。
Because real love has a price to pay.
所以呢，保罗在这里说，只有那完全没有虚伪的爱才是真的爱。
So Paul he says only the genuine love is true love.
我们都可以自己就可以，我们现在来到我们的主的面前来自己审查一下我们自己，看我们的爱是真实的还是里面有虚假的成分。
Let's come before the Lord, examine ourselves to see whether our love is genuine or not.
那么这里的善恶呢，不是说按照世界的标准，而是按照圣经的标准来判定的。
And here the evil and the good are not according to the standard of this world, but according to Bible.
那么恶要厌恶，意思就是对于某种恶行，我们要远离或者要反对。
Now abhor what is evil means we have to depart from the evil and against it.
那么善要亲近，意思就是对那些善行，我们要参与，要支持。
Now hold fast what is good means we are going to support and participate in the.
那么简单举个例子，就是比如呢，现在呢，这个美国的政府呢，他们正要推行一个小孩子就可以不通过父母亲来做这个变性手术的一条法律。
For example, the government.Is going to pass a law to allow the children without parental permission to change their sex identity.
那么这是明显的背逆神的恶法，也是一种恶行。
This is obvious against the biblical teaching and is evil.
那么我们基督徒理当来厌恶。
We as Christians must against it.
也就是要远离它，更要反对它。
That is to depart from it and against it.
那我们也知道呢，我们常常我们帮助那些有需要的人是一种善行。
We know that to help those in need is a good deed.
所以我们基督徒呢，理当应该去发扬、去亲近、去参与。
So we as Christians must participate and do it.
那么第十节这里面告诉我们说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。恭敬人要彼此推让。
Verse 10, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor.
那么教会呢是神的家，弟兄姐妹之间理当以这种家庭成员的爱来彼此相待。
And church is God's house, so brothers sisters should treat each other with real brothers sisters.
那么彼此亲热就好像家人一样相处在一起。
Showing brotherly affection is just like a real family.
那么虽然我们来自不同的家庭、不同的背景
，though we come from different family.
但是呢，神把我们放在教会里面，放在他的家里面。
But God brought us together in God's family.
其实这不是你我自己选择的。
This is not what we deserve.
所以呢，我现在就想到，我们前面一段时间不有晨祷会嘛？在晨祷会中，有一位弟兄就分享了这一段一段话，我觉得非常的真的这个很好。
In an early morning prayer time, a brother shared a very good passages.
他说呢，教会是你自己选，他说教会不是你自己选择的一群朋友，而是神为你选择的一群弟兄姐妹。
He said the church is not a place, a friends you selected, but it's a family God put you there.
那么地上有各种的组织团体。
There are many organizations in the world.
有同乡会，有同学会，有各种的党派、行业协会等等。
There are various guys and various organizations.
那么这些团体呢，其实都是因为个人的需要和喜好，根据来加入的。
Often those groups consist of people they have the same goal.
但是教会是神的家，是神把我们放置在这个家里面的。
But the church is God's house, and it's God who put us there.
那么既然是家人，我们就要彼此的亲热。
Since we are the family member to each other, so we should show the brotherly affection.
那么这里呢，它让我们要彼此推让。
And here's how to do one another in showing honor.
那么这是谦卑的一种表现。
Now showing honor means humility.
那么因为呢，骄傲自大就一定会产生轻视他人的心。
Because a pride person.Always despise others.
那么这样呢，最有害于彼此之间的和睦。
And that despising others damages the peace.
而彼此推让、敬重彼此的敬重，那么最能生出彼此相爱的心。
And showing honor will give the brother affection.
那么，所以后面的十一节，他就接着告诉我们。他说：“殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。”
So verse 11, do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
那么保罗叫我们在教会的服侍中要积极的来参与，来投入。
So Paul taught us to be really zealous in church services.
然而我们每个人，我们的肉体真的是懒惰的。
But our flesh often slothful.
我们必须有神的灵来燃烧我们，才能使我们能够发出长久的火热的心。
So we need God's Spirit to empower us to keep energized all the time.
因此，我们真的是需要常常来为这些来祷告。
So we need to pray for this all the time.
因为我们的一生是很短暂的，我们的行善的机会也很快会过去，所以。这里面让我们要常常的服侍主。
Now our life is short, and we will be gone quickly, and the opportunity is little, so we must serve the Lord.
并且我们要常常在服侍里面被锻炼、操练，我们的生命才能会改变。
We need to be exercised in our serving, so that our life can be changed.
所以我们每一次这样做的时候，我们的生命就不断的被更新、改变。
So every time we exercise in serving the Lord, our life will be renewed and be changed.
但是呢，我们一定要注意，这不是说告诉我们说，哎，我们要拼命的在教会来服侍，家里的事情我们就都不管了。
But be aware, this is not saying we just put put all our energy into church services and neglecting the duties in family.
因为恩赐的运用呢, 不只是只用在教会中。
Because the gift is not used for church alone.
那么教会只是其中一个操练恩赐的地方。
Church is just one place to exercise our spiritual gift.
所以恩赐一样可以用在家里使用。
Spiritual gift is also can be exercised in family life.
可以用在工作场所使用, 可以用在社区使用。
In work and in society.
那么这些地方呢, 使用的时候呢, 一样我可以容神一人, 一样也是在服侍神。
In the exercise in those places is also glorifying God.
那么积极的快乐的去服侍主, 这样的服侍其实呢, 真的是不容易的。
Actively serving God and joyfully serving is not easy.
所以呢, 使徒保罗下面继续接着说, 12节他说, 要, 在指望中要喜乐, 在患难中要忍耐, 祷告要恒切。
That's why verse 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer.
我想凡是每一位参加教会中一些服事的弟兄姐妹, 都会在服事中 经历过痛苦、失望、挫折，当然也有喜乐。
I'm sure every brother, sisters who serve in the church experience the hope and the pain.
所以保罗说要在指望中有喜乐。That's
why here rejoice in hope.
那么什么叫指望呢？
So what is hope?
所以指望就是有盼望。Hope,
that means there is a future for us.
那么保罗在哥林多前书13章7节说, 凡事包容,凡事相信,凡事盼望,凡事忍耐。
1 Corinthians 13:7, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
我们有盼望才会忍耐,这个盼望就是我们对神有盼望,我们相信神,他绝对不会出错。
We have hope, that's why we can endure. We hope in God because we trust God would never make a mistake.
所以呢, 在对神的指望里面, 我们看见神在掌权, 看见神会改变一切, 我们就会有喜乐的心了。
In our hope in God, we see God reigns, we see God rules in all sense. That's why we have joy.
然而呢, 我们在服事中, 难免会出现分歧或者是争论。
In our services, it's inevitable we have different perspectives, we have different opinions.
而且呢, 我们总是认为我们自己是对的,
and often we always think we are in the right and others in the wrong.
那么我们怎么办呢?
Now what are we going to do?
在指望中要喜乐。
So be patient.
我们都不完全, 我们都是有罪有限的人。
None of us is perfect, we're all sinners.
所以呢, 我们要为自己和对方祷告, 一起寻求神的带领。
So we must pray for ourselves and for others to seek God's guidance.
我们也要用爱, 在爱心里, 我们要彼此说诚实的话。
We should speak honestly in love.
我们不能改变任何人, 但是我们相信神可以改变每一个他要改变的人。
We cannot change anybody, but we trust that God can change whoever He wants to change.
那么这样呢, 我们就不会在服事中, 那么轻易地生气, 反而会在指望中有喜乐。
So that way, we will not tend to be angry in service. Instead, we rejoice in hope.
然后保罗这里说, 在患难中要忍耐。
And here Paul says, be patient in tribulations.
那么这里的患难呢, 不是指那种因为犯罪而导致的那种痛苦的经历。
And here tribulation doesn't mean the consequence of our sin.
那么这是指因为敬畏神, 愿意持守神的命令来对抗自己生命的罪而带来的痛苦。
Now here tribulation means those who are willing to stand up against the sin which will bear the consequence.
那么也包括那些因为不屈从于这个世界的标准而带来的一些难处。
included those who stand up against the doctrine of this world.
那么保罗要我们在这种情形下要患，要在患难中忍耐。
Now Paul told us in those difficult situations, we must be patient.
那么忍耐其实就是坚持在这样的处境中守住圣经教导的原则。
And here be patient means be persevere in obeying God's teaching.
那么这叫在患难中忍耐。
This means be patient in tribulation.
在这儿举一个例子呢，我们知道了我们教会一直在支持黄传道 黄牧师，他在这个中国大陆的一些宣教的事工。
For example, our church is supporting Pastor Huang's ministry in China.
那么黄牧师他的一些过去的经历呢，可能有一些弟兄姐妹可能知道。
Some of us already know Pastor Huang's experience in China.
那么我也我上个星期跟他有一次打电话一起的分享。
I called him last week and had a conversation with him.
那么在电话中分享，他就告诉我，他说，因为他为了抵抗这种的专制政权，他在监狱，他被就是关到了监狱，但是他坚决的不写悔过书。
He mentioned that because he was against the authoritarian government and he was put into prison, even there he refused to repent.
所以呢，他被劳教了差不多有二十多年。
So he was put in prison for about 20 years.
那么我以前呢，以为我们读保罗的书信里面讲到保罗受过鞭打等等这些肉体上的痛苦。
We read the scripture that Paul was punished.
那么黄牧师跟我分享是说，他在这个劳改场的时候，那些人就是他稍微休息一会儿，那个鞭子就抽上来了，而且说鞭子上也带着那些的铁钉，什么打一下就会把你的血肉皮抽出血来。
Pastor Huang mentioned that when he was in prison, they would treat to abuse him physically.
所以呢，他在监狱的在这个劳改场所的过程中呢，他身体受到了很大的伤害。
That's why he suffered and damaged his physical health.
但是他心中充满了盼望，因为他也知道，他只有在这种盼望中，他才继续的忍耐下来。
But his heart is filled of hope, and he was able to be patient.
那么这样的忍耐是非常的不容易的。
Such a endurance is very difficult.
那么我们只是觉得黄牧师的一个特例，其实我们平日的生活中也需要这样的忍耐。
We might have thought that Pastor Huang is exceptional, but actually everyone needs this in our life.
那么这些忍耐呢，不是靠我们自己能忍耐的。
But such a perseverance is not by our own strength.
那是要靠神加在我们身上的力量恩典。
We need God's strength.
所以下面他说要恒切的祷告。
That's why.Be constant in prayer.
那么在患难中通过祷告来到神的面前来亲近神，向神来支取力量。
In tribulation, we come before God's throne and pray to obtain his help.
那么与神有亲密的交通，在祷告中明白神的心意。
Now have a close communion with God and know God's will in prayer.
那么在祷告中才能得到从神而来的安慰、鼓励，使我们的生命能够被神全然的掌握。
In prayer, we obtain comfort and encouragement so that our life can be controlled by God's Spirit.
所以呢，我们在每日的生活中，我们也要真的要有恒切祷告。
So in our daily life, we need to be constant in prayer also.
因为我们每日其实也是在与罪恶征战。
Because we battle with sin every day.
所以呢，我们不是每天只是吃饭的时候祷告就都有了。
So we are not just say grace during the during our
要知道呢，祷告是我们在任何境况下支取力量、得到安慰的最好的方法。
Prayer is the best way to obtain God's mercy in any moment.
也是我们生命成长非常重要的一个途径。
Is a very important means to help us to grow spiritually.
那这里面保罗在十三节他说，圣徒缺乏的要帮补，客要一味的款待。
Verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality.
那么帮补呢，在希腊文中的意思，它是有共享或者团契的意思。
Contribute to, means to share.
那么在它是指在教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们要经常了解每个人的需要，一起来分担难处。
It means within the church, the church community, we must know each other's need and share the burdens.
那么越是别人，那么越是被别人忽视的人，我们就越当注意他们的需要。
The more neglected by others, the more we need to pay attention to.
比如一些很少讲话的弟兄姐妹。
For example, those who really speak in church.
哎，一些视力或者听力有问题的弟兄姐妹。
Those who have physical needs.
那么这些都是其实是我们经常需要关心的对象。
And those are the ones we especially need to pay attention to.
那么他们也不是说、哎、有什么难处跟人来讲。
Because often they would not say their, tell others their difficulty.
所以我们每位弟兄姐妹，我们真的求神给我们有属灵的智慧和敏感度，能够及时的看到那么弟兄姐妹他们的需要。
So brothers and sisters, we needed to have the spiritual sensitivity to see, to support the needs of the brothers and sisters.
所以呢，神在这里启示保罗告诉我们，帮助教会中有需要的弟兄姐妹，叫如同我们自己的家人一样。
So Paul here teaches us we need to pay attention to the needs of others, just like our own family members.
那么这里面说客要一味的款待。
Here is show hospitality.
那么在第四季的时候呢，很多的传道人呢是走家串户的来，一个从一个从的走的来传道。
Now in the first century, the preachers are actually itinerary.
那么他们其实非常贫穷，需要真的当地的信徒来接待他们。
They were very poor, so they need believers to take them in.
那么我们现在虽然不是这样的情形，但是我们有时候也会遇到一些就是过路的人、客人呀，或者是神的仆人。
Even though now is not the case, but we sometimes still see that such a situation.
所以这里一味的款待呢，就是表示要用我们所能提供的最好的方式来招待这些有需要的人。
Now, show hospitality means we need to do our best to accommodate those people in need.
我们可能会招待一个人啊，一贴两贴，我们觉得很容易。
Yeah, to entertain 1 or 2 days is relatively easy.
但是如果这个人在你的家中，如果住4天半月或更长的时间，我们会不会这样的款待下去？这叫一味的款待。
But to entertain them 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we might have a problem.
那么通过我们彰显基，那么这里面呢，就是通过我们这样的生命，这样的行为，才能彰显出基督的爱来。
Well, to show the hospitality in that kind of situation is showing God's love.
所以就像主耶稣曾经告诉门徒的一样，在马太福音25章40节，他说这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
So that's what the Lord said in Matthew 25, verse 40. As you did to the one of the least of them, of my brothers, you did it to me.
所以这里面告诉我们，我们平时表面上是在服侍人，其实我们就是在服侍主。
So here told us, even though it looks like we are serving people, we are actually serving the Lord himself.
那么保罗现在呢，劝勉了教会中的基督徒之间怎么样彼此相待以后呢，他接下来就告诉我们，基督徒在教会之外当怎么样来对待众人，包括信的也包括不信的。
Now, after Paul teaches us how to treat each other within the church, next he teaches us how to treat it to all.
那么这就是我们第二个方面，就是14到21节，我们如何来对待众人。
So that's second part, how to treat all.
那么14节这里面说，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Now, verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them.
那么读完保罗这句话呢，我也想到主耶稣在马太福音五章四十四节，他也告诉门徒，他说要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
This is just like the Lord Himself teaches in Matthew 5:44. What I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
显然呢，使徒保罗的劝勉和主耶稣的教导，它是完全一致的。
So we can see that Paul's teaching is consistent with the Lord's teaching.
所以神给我们的吩咐都是要我们顺服的。
So God's command is for us to obey.
他没有让这些不信的人，是让我们这些蒙他拯救的人。那么借此呢，我们才能写出我们与世人的区别来。
Now that way we show the difference between believer and non-believer.
那么能做到这一点是很难的。
It's difficult to do that.
因为这是违背我们人的本性的。
Because it's against our human nature.
所以只有借着神所赐的力量，我们才可能行出来。
Only by God's power we can exercise it.
一个人受到了别人的损害，不去报复已经其实很难了。
It's already difficult when we refuse to revenge after damage.
那么这里让我们说，不是不要不但不去报复，要我们为仇敌祝福，这就更难了。
Here we are taught not only not to revenge, but actually bless them.
如果我们遇到这种情形，我们就必须要恳切的来祷告。
Now in that kind of situation, we must counsel in prayer.
所以只有神给我们的智慧和力量，我们才能胜过这种的内心的仇恨。
Because only by God's power and strength we can overcome this intrinsic hatred.
也求神能够赐我们慈悲的心，知道他们也是有神自己的形象造的。
And we pray God give us a merciful heart and to know that they are also the image bearer.
所以仇敌逼迫我们，是因为他们不认识神。
The enemy persecute us because they do not know God.
我们知道，如果他们不认识神，他们所要经历，他们将来的结局会是何等的可怕。
Because we know their eternal destiny is horrible.
我们已经有了永生，仇敌若不悔改，就会受到地狱的永刑。
We have the eternal life.But enemies who do not know God will suffer eternal ruin.
所以呢，我们也当为他们的认罪悔改来祷告，为他们的救恩来祷告。
So we must pray for their salvation, for their repentance.
那么十五节、十六节到这儿，他是告诉我们说，与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭，要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，倒要抚救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Verse 16, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with lowly. Never be wise in your own sight.
所以呢，这几句话呢，就是要让我们知道，就是我们通常所讲的这个同理心。
Now here, this is what we often say, the sympathy.
那么是在要跟别人站在同样一个处境，站在别人的位置来思考。
So we should stand in their position and think in their way.
这样呢，我们才能和喜乐的人一同经历喜乐，才能陪伴那些伤心的人来度过伤心，使他们不至于孤独。
Only in that situation we can rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
如果他们是没有信主的，我们就选择适当的时机来把福音的盼望来给他们传。
If they do not know the Lord yet, we need to find the opportunity to preach the gospel to them.
那么如果他们是信徒，我们就把哥林多这个前书十二至二十六节的教导，我们能够活在我们的生命中体现出来。
If they are believers, we can live out 1 Corinthians 12:26.
那么这里面告诉我们说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together.
那么我们也知道呢，我们每个周都有祷告会。
We have a weekly prayer meeting.
我们经常为一些身体上、灵性上或者生命中有各样难处的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We often pray for brothers and sisters in various needs.
其实这就是我们可就是在祷告中愿意跟他们来一起喜乐，一起来经历他们的难处。
And this is in prayer, rejoice with them and weep with them.
其实呢，如果我们对他人的苦难，如果我们不对他人的苦难表示是同情心来，就是显出我们的冷漠。
Now, if we do not show our sympathy to other people's needs, that's our apathy.
如果我们以喜乐的心来祝贺那些取得成功的弟兄姐妹，可能是因为我们如果不这样去做的话，可能是因为我们心中真的是有一些嫉妒。
If we cannot rejoice with those who rejoice, that shows envy in our heart.
所以呢，十六节要我们彼此同心。
So the verse 16, live in harmony with one another.
那这里面的彼此同心，那么它不是指说我们彼此的心思意念就要完全的相同。
In harmony does not mean we have the exact same thought.
而是指我们彼此都应该为对方着想。
It means we should think from the other person's perspective.
要在主里面彼此来敬重。
In the Lord to honor each other.
那么不要自欺高大，意思就是不要单想那些高不可及的事。
Do not haughty means don't think those things are unreachable.
所以呢，意思就是说，基督徒我们不应当好高骛远、自命不凡，而要学习谦卑和谨喜谨慎。
So that means Christians should not always think in those stuff in the air, but should be humble.
那么我们若自高自大，总是看自己比别人好，那么就最容易破坏在基督里的合一。
When we are haughty, then we always think we are better than other people. That will damage their peace.
那么基督徒主要的美德其实就是柔和横跟谦卑。
Now the main virtues of Christians are humble and lowly in heart.
那么这也是主耶稣基督他真的是来让人身上体现出来的。
That's what shows in the Lord Jesus.
所以没有一样东西能比我们自以为聪明能够叫我们自高自大。
Nothing is so worse than haughty and think wise ourselves.
那么十七节他这儿讲，他说不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
Verse 17, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all.
我们知道了，人的本性乃是以恶报恶，以其人之道还治其人之身。
Now the human nature is pay evil for evil.
但是呢，蒙神救恩的人不可以这样来做。
But those who have the salvation should not do that.
后面会讲到基督徒当以善胜恶，众人以为美的事，也就是那些人们都认为好的事情。
Now later, we are taught to overcome evil with good, which means to do the things honorable in the sight of all.
所以呢，如果我们想做一件事，有很多人反对，我们一定就会很小心翼翼的，会去反思，会去祷告。
So if we want to do something which is against by many people, we must be very careful and come to God in prayer.
我们自然也就不会贸然行事了。
So that we will not be hasty to do.
但是呢，如果一件事情呢，大家都认为很好，我们可能就马上去会去做。
But if a thing is honorable in the sight of all, we might do it immediately.
这样呢，就容易忽略了进一步的思考和祷告，就很容易因不小心而给魔鬼留出地步来。
But that, because of our carelessness, we might give the foothold to the devil.
所以呢，使徒在这里提醒我们说，众人以为美的事，一定要留心去做。
So here, give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all.
就是让我们在真正的来开始决定做一件事情之前，我们一定要多思想，多来祷告，寻求神的带领。
So that's why we need to give thought before we do it and seek God's guidance.
所以做任何事情不要是出于我们的自己的理念，或者啊好多人这样讲我们就去做去，我们要知道这是不是神所喜悦的。
So we should not do things because we like to do it or many people agree. We should seek God's guide.
所以呢，基督徒做任何事情不是为了满足人的心意。
So Christians should not seek the satisfaction of people.
而是为了满足主的心，主的旨意。
But to please the Lord.
看是不是符合圣经的教导，而不是为了解决当下的问题。
To see whether it is God's will or not simply to solve a problem.
那么在这里举个例子啊，那么就是我们知道呢，中国的家庭教会，从过去这么十几年一直到现在，一直在受到很大的逼迫。
For example, churches in China suffer persecution in last 10 years.
那么很多的家庭教会，那么为什么受到逼迫呢？
So why those churches were persecuted?
那么这里面呢，我说的家庭教会呢，就是跟三自教会来做一个对比。
Those underground church, contrary to the church, official church in China.
那么很多人说，哎，这些家庭教会，你们加入这个三自教会不就好了吗？为什么就要坚持这样来这个做家庭教会呢？
So many people said, you know, why don't you those underground church to just join the government sponsored church?
但是呢，他们宁愿不加入，宁愿受逼迫。
But those underground churches are willing to suffer, but refuse to join the government church.
那么我这段时间里正在读一本就是关于中国家庭教会的历史。
Recently, I'm reading a book regarding Chinese church history.
那么这里面我也才真正的领会了里面的真正的原因。
I start to understand the real reason behind it.
因为圣经教导我们基督是教会的头。
Because the Bible teaches us the Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
所以但是三自教会的头它不是基督而是一个政党。
But the head of the government sponsored church is not Christ but a party.
所以呢这些家庭教会的这些的弟兄姐妹神我们的弟兄姐妹们所以这些教会的带领者们他们认为呢如果其实你是加入三自或者是我们继续这样的来敬拜主是一个跟神走还是一个跟党走的问题。
So those brothers and sisters in underground church believe whether you keep staying in the underground church,or join a government-sponsored church, it's whether you follow the Lord or follow the political party.
所以这是一个根本的原因。所以呢，所以这就是说，这些就是说，他们做这一切不是说满足人们来说什么，乃是要寻求神的心意。
So that's why they stay with their position because they don't seek.People's will, but God's will.
他们不是为了解决当下的这些的逼迫的问题，而是为了真的是为了讨神的喜悦。
They are not to focus on solving their persecution problem, but to please the Lord.
那么第十八节，他在这里面，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Verse 18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all.
那么基督徒呢，不是一天到晚就跟那些不信的人来争吵、来对抗。
Now Christian does not argue with non-believers all day long.
总是觉得我们是圣徒，他们是罪人。
Think we are the saints and they are sinners.
其实我们过去和他们是一模一样的。
And in fact, we were just like them before conversion.
所以呢，我们在不违背圣经真理的情况下，要尽量与人和睦。
So, without against biblical teaching, We must live peacefully with all.
那么大家在一起好好的相处，这样我们才能有机会向人来传福音。
Only by live peaceably, we can have the opportunity to spread the gospel.
所以不然的话呢，不信的人就总觉得基督徒还是一群很怪的人。
Otherwise, the non-believer always think the Christians are strange people.
是一群自命清高的人，是一群自己觉得了不起的人。
A group of people who think they are good, they are outstanding.
所以这样呢，就很容易把这些不信的人排斥在我们的生活之外。
That way, we exclude those non-believers from our life.
所以他们所以不容易就接近我们。
So they have difficulty to actually live with us.
甚至会让他们想说：“算了吧，你走你的，我走我的。”
So they will say, "You do yours, we do ours."
所以呢，这里的尽力，它不是说让我们放弃圣经的原则。
Here is a, if possible, doesn't mean we should give up biblical principle.
而是叫我们谦卑下来。
But instead to be humble.
知道我们不过是蒙了神的怜悯。并不是我们比别人更好或者更聪明。
Knowing that we are not smarter than others, but because we have God's mercy.
也是让我们警醒，不要像以色列人一样自以为意。
So to warn us, we should not be like Israelites to be a self-righteous person.
其实呢，我们得救不是因为我们配得，完全是出于神的怜悯。
Because we are saved is purely by God's grace.
所以呢，这样我们才能够谦卑下来，把福音传给那些还没有信靠的。
Only then we can truly be humble and trying to spread the gospel to others, to other non-believers.
那么十九节他说：“亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说：伸冤在我，我必报应。”
Verse 19, Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
其实呢，我们不管受了多大的冤屈，我们都要知道，我们的主是通管万有的神。
So no, we must know, no matter what suffering we have, we know that Lord is rule over all.
所以他全知全能，他掌控一切。
He knows all and he controls everything.
既然他许可这些事情发生在我们的身上，必有他的美意。
Because he permits things happening to us, he must have good will into it.
我们只是相信主的全知全能，他的信实和公义。
We only need to trust in God's all power, all knowing, and his good will.
所以我们就不必自己伸冤，而要宁可让步。
So we don't need to avenge ourselves. Instead, leave to God.
那么这里的让步呢，不是在真理上的妥协。
Here doesn't mean we are going to compromise with the truth.
而是在个人得失学义方面，为福音的缘故，我们可以放下自己。
Instead, it means we are willing to suffer personal loss for the sake of gospel.
所以呢，我们不可以处处跟人斤斤计较。
So we should not quarrel with people.
别人说一句不合意的话，我们马上就翻脸。
Because someone offended me, I must stand up against.
别人一个动作或者一个眼神让我们不舒服，可能马上就会回击。
And we would stand up when we spot a bad attitude.
所以呢，其实这不是生儿女该有的样式。
But those should not be a manner of.
那么听凭主怒呢，就是交给主。
Leave it to God's wrath means let God.
因为我们相信主是最后的审判者，让他来真正的掌权。
Because we know God Himself is the avenger.
如果我们自己伸冤报复。那我们就是超越了神的主权，就是自己做主了，不是让神做我们的主。
If we take the matter into our own hands, we do not let God to be God to be Lord.
那这里二十节，他接着告诉我们说：“所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。”
Verse 20, to the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head.
那么这句话呢，这节经文呢是引用，是从这个箴言25:21-22引用的。
Now this verse came from the Proverb 25.
那么这对这节经文的理解呢，其实有好多人有对这节经文有不同的理解，甚至是误解。
Now commentaries and people have different understanding of this verse.
那么其实呢，我们一起看一下这节经文。那么根据这里的上下文，我们发现了这节经文要表达的意思是要以善行来对待我们的仇敌。
Now, based on the context, the meaning of this verse means we should treat our enemies with good deeds.
那么呢，这后面这个尤其说把炭火堆在仇敌的头上，那么这肯定就是一件善行。
Now here, by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. It's a good deed.
也就是不是对仇敌的伤害，而是对他的友善。
Now this means not to damage their enemies, but do good to them.
那就像前面那些说他饥渴的时候给他吃喝一样。
Like the previous half verse, when they're hungry and thirsty.
那么就是把我们不想给他的东西来给他。哎，在对方需要的时候，也要积极的去帮助他。
That means we are going to give the drink, give the things they need, even though we are not willing.
那么其实这句这个经文呢，它是有一也它建立在当时的一种风俗习惯上。
Now this into the custom during that time.
所以我们理解这样的，明白这样的风俗呢，我们就很容易明白这节的经文。
Now, knowing those customs, so we can understand the meaning.
那么在当时的这个巴勒斯坦地区呢，有的人家是没有叠火的工具。
Now, during those times, many people does not have the fire space.
那么他们就去邻居家借火。
So they borrow fires from the laborers.
那么通常他们就是拿一个铁盘去邻居家借一些炭火。
So often they have an iron plate to go get the fires.
然后就把借来的炭火，那么放这个炭火盘呢，就顶在自己的头上，哎，回到自己的家里面来生火。
So on their way back, they place that plate on the top of the head.
所以呢，这就像是我们平时有时候看见那些有着抽烟的人，哎，他们忘了带火柴了，就和其他抽烟的人哎对一个火一样。
It's like those smokers who has no who need fires, so they borrow from another smoker.
所以呢，不要自我伸冤，让主来替我们处理。
So don't take a matter to yourself. Let God to be the judge.
因为我们对神有完全的信心。
Because we completely trust God.
我们知道神的信实公义，他会存到永远。
We know God's faithfulness and His righteousness.
我们只要用正确的态度来回应我们所面对的情况就好。
All our duty is to respond in the right attitude.
那么二十一节最后他说，你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
我们知道呢，这个世界的所这个标准是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
But we know the standard of this world is pay evil for evil.
圣经告诉我们不要这样做，不要为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
But here we are taught do not do that.
我们要知道了，以善胜恶其实是违背我们人的本性的，是最不容易做到的。
Now, overcome evil with good is against our human nature.
而且以善胜恶呢，是要付上很大的代价的。
And overcome evil with good actually needs demands a price.
那么仇敌饿了，我给他吃；渴了给他喝，世人是根本做不到的。
Give the drink to the enemy who is thirsty, and give food for enemies who are hungry is very difficult for people.
那么所以呢，这正是一个有新生命的人才能体现出来的。
Only those who have divine life, divine natures, can do that.
其实呢，我们的一生，其实我们都是在与恶相争。
All our life, we battle against evil.
如果我们想要报仇，我们就是被恶所胜了。
If we want revenge, we are overcome by evil.
所以别人虽然以恶待我们，但是我们仍然要以善来对待他。
Even though others do our damage, we still should do good to them.
所以这才能以善胜恶。
That's overcome evil by good.
其实这就像前面保罗已经告诉我们的，就是说逼迫你们的要给他们祝福。
Like what we have learned, bless those who persecute us.
所以这就是为不为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶的意思。
So that means do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
好，那么我们总结回忆一下今天的信息。
In summary,
那么今天的信息的主题呢，我们是基督徒的生活守则。
The title is the principle of Christian life.
那么它帮助我们知道呢，在教会中和在教会外，我们该当如何行事为人，才能讨主的喜悦。
It teaches us how to behave within church and outside church to please the Lord.
那么这样才能见证基督徒与世人的不同。
That way to witness the difference between Christian and non-believers.
也见证教会与世俗团体的不同。
Through the difference between the church community and the groups outside church.
那么因为我们是蒙了神极大恩典的一群人。
Because we as believers have mercy from God.
那么就像在教会中像一家人一样生活。
So we should be just like a true family within church.
我们要彼此的扶持，彼此的帮补，彼此的敬重。
We should help each other and honor each other.
一起来建立这个神的家。
And build the church together.
那么在教会外呢，我们要祝福逼迫我们的人。
Outside the church, we should bless those who persecute us.
同情那些在苦难中的人。
Have sympathized with those who are in suffering.
抚救那些卑微的人。
And,
那么不可为恶所胜，倒要以善胜恶。
And do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
那么这些呢不是一些口号，而是神给我们的最大的诫命。
Those are not slogans, they are actual command from God.
就是要尽心尽心尽力，要爱神，也要爱人如己。
That's to love God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and love others with ourselves.
我们知道做到这些，我们真的是很难的。
We know it's difficult to do those, to obey those commands.
所以我们求神来帮助我们，能够按他的命令，能够把他的命令要常常的记在我们的心中，也落实在我们的日常的生活之中。
So we must constantly in prayer come to God, ask God to...Have us to remember those commands and put them into practice.
所以让我们的生命在各种处境中靠着神的恩典来改变，来更新。
So that our life will be renewed in every circumstance.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we come together before your throne and to thank you.
主，我们就父感谢主，你赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
Father, we thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，他来到世界上，来为我们舍命流血，来拯救我们脱离凶恶，脱离罪恶的捆绑。
The Lord came to this world to die and to suffer for us, so that we can be free from sin.
主，既然我们有了主从你而来的新的生命
，Lord, now because we have the new life from you.
但是主，我们也知道我们生命中还有很多的罪恶，我们要与罪恶来相争。
Well, we know there are so many sins still in our lives, and we want to battle with sin.
主，就求主你赐我们从主而来的力量。
Lord, please give us strength from you.
从主你而来的智慧、信心。
And wisdom and faith from you.
主啊，知道我们在教会中，还有在平日的生活中，该当如何见证主你自己。在我们身上的恩典
so that we know how to witness your grace, whether in church or in daily life.
主让我们能够在面对各样的处境中，主啊，能够靠着你的恩典来忍耐，心中有从主你而来的盼望。
So that we can be patient in all these tribulations and rejoice in hope.
主让我们真的每日都能够有从主你而来的平安，从主你而来的喜乐。
Lord, give us peace every day.
主啊，因为你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
因为我们的盼望不在这个世界，而是在主你自己。
Because our hope is not in this world, but in you.
我们这样一起祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
A prayer is in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.